Hi there, Frank. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director, and Lisa wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your well-established business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Good.
I'm glad
to hear that. Yeah, of course. So, you know, I'm looking at your website right now. In fact, I've got your file in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And residential and commercial clients will find your business, see your website, and call you directly from the work that we'll be doing here. Of course, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, you'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google, all of them, of course, talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to that website and verified listings on Google and Bing. Now, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. That being said, you qualify for reduced pricing, being that you are an established business. Now, I would want to include paid ads as well. I mean, you're servicing not only the greater Charlotte metro area, it looks like you'll go even 100 miles for the right job. Of course, the farther away it is from you, the more we'll be focusing on promoting your business for those bigger, well-paying jobs. But even with the paid ads included, it's still a flat rate, and month to month, you'd be looking at exactly $299.00. That would be the exact amount to bill once a month. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. And of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, I know you're doing both residential and commercial. Do you have a preference, though, of one over the other? Do you like more commercial work?
No, not really. Yeah,
okay.
Not really. We have 50-50 approach to it.
Well, that's good. That's good because you'll get a steady stream of calls from both residential and commercial clients. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is still that flat rate. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system as well. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you think you would want for your business, greater visibility for your website?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you've got a good-looking website, but right now, I mean, kind of unless I know the name of your business, it's a little hard to find. You know, I'm not finding it when I type in the keyword searches for those services you provide, but Google it. You know, I mean, it's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you online can start recommending you to their friends or their family members. You can get high-end residential clients and continue to do that beautiful commercial work as well. I really like your website, by the way. You've got the gallery. People can see that you do quality work. They can learn about your business. And the company is, to be branded, it's what, Planerx LLC,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
and did
Planerx
you,
LLC, yes.
With the LLC, yeah. And then as far as the phone number that we're speaking on, it does look like it's the same number that's on the website. So this is the number that you would want your customers to call, right? The business number?
That is correct.
And then, Frank, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is. Okay, wonderful. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, I know that you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a showroom, right? No physical brick-and-mortar location, no address to promote for your business.
Yeah, but people sometimes come to our office for meetings.
You will see customers come to you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
And is that
the conference room?
So you do see customers.
To describe their project.
Got it. So you don't always go to them. Sometimes they come to you. Is that at the 351 West Main Avenue in Gastonia? The address on the website?
No, this is 1331 East Garrison Boulevard.
1331 East Garrison?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we moved to this location about 4 years ago.
Okay, but it is still in Gastonia, right? 1331 East Garrison Boulevard, Suite C. That's 28054.
Okay. No, that's correct.
Perfect. And then when we contact you regarding your account, I mean, of course, your customers are going to call you. You know, you'll just get direct phone calls. But when we contact you regarding your account, we can call you, text you for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We might email it out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, Frank? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of those.
That's good. And that's good. And there will be a bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, and you know, certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll email it out to you. I did see on the website the info at Planerx LLC. Is that a good email address then for you and for the business too?
That's not a good one. The good one would be planerxllc@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, that's even better then.
Yeah, planerxllc@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, and then, Frank, what is your last name, by the way?
It's E-S-H-U-N.
E-S-H-U-N?
U-N.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Frank, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but we'll want to verify some information off of your website, verify information that I have, make sure we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's so we know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I would do, and this is required of us, is we are Google partners. We need to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer, Frank. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced that price to that fixed flat rate of $299. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, but the $299, don't you have anything cheaper than that? Because, we're looking at something cheaper. I thought it was about $200.
Well, if you want to cover 100 miles, we have to include paid ads, and that's the extra $100 that we pay to cover those ads. I don't think you would want, you know, like a 25-mile radius. It benefits you to cover the entire 100 miles. You'll get more phone calls and more opportunities. What I can do, though, is I can waive the setup fee. There's normally a $99 setup fee, but I'd be happy to waive that setup fee for you, save you a little bit of money from the beginning. It would just be that $299 out the door. Is that fair?
Yeah, but the $299... right up front with a little tough. I would need to brood over it a little bit.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, there's a couple of things that I can do to make it affordable enough for you. You've got a great looking website, so we don't have to create one. You know, like I said, in the long run, it's going to benefit you to include paid ads, because without the paid ads, you'd be looking at just kind of the 30-mile radius. You're not going to get 100 miles without paid ads. The paid ads kind of work hand in hand with the local listing to solidify your placement, expand on your coverage, allow us to target specific zip codes, subdivisions, where it's most profitable for both residential and commercial clients to find you. I mean, one job is going to offset the cost of the service, and it really is the return on investment. That's the most important part of the equation. But that being said, I understand that the investment part is important to you as well. Now, if you're looking for $200, the only thing that I could do would be to remove the paid ads for now and start off with that 30-mile radius. You can always add the paid ads back in later on to get you that farther service area. Would that work out for you then to do something like that?
That's worth it.
Okay, so I'm going to read that into the voice verification then. It's just going to be the $199 for that local campaign. I'm still going to waive your setup fee, though, okay? So it's just going to be the $199 out the door. Now, are you Monday through Friday? I mean, it says 8 to 5, Sunday and closed. What about Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. We work on Saturday, too.
So is it 8 to 5 Monday to Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, so 8 to 5 Monday to Saturday. Do you take cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal?
Yes, we take a credit card.
What about Venmo or PayPal? Anything like that? Any cash apps?
Yes, we
you do.
Yes,
okay.
we do that.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. So now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Frank, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Frank, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Frank, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
It's a primary construction.
And did you want the LLC to be part of that, or just Planarex Construction?
Yeah, I think Planarex Construction should be fine.
Okay, without the LLC. That's perfect. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Frank Asian. The title is I'm the president.
Okay.
I'm the CEO.
And as the CEO of Planarex Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information, Frank, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Frank, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that both residential and commercial clients in your area need your services, are able to contact you, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Frank. Of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Frank, it says, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement." The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for you, all of those directory submissions and destinations and platforms, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your information online, all of your business information stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Frank, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that all of that information is accurate and that it's consistently branding your business across the board. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service to a fixed rate of $199. Of course, it's a month-to-month service, so this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 9th of November, in the very discounted total amount of just $199.00, and that is a fixed flat rate, Frank. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month at that same exact discounted rate of just $199. Once again, that rate will never go up, Frank. It is a month-to-month service. We offer completely at will, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Frank, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Frank, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Frank, that first payment, that $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be a MasterCard. So the account will be activated immediately. Is that the case?
Correct, yes. We start the work right away. We are going to do the client interview today, so we'll have all the information that we need to accurately brand your business, and we'll create the content on all of those 70 different destinations, directories, and platforms. We'll send you your username and your password so you can access your tracking system.
All right.
So you said that was a MasterCard. Does that bill at the 1331 East Garrison Boulevard?
Yes.
It does. Okay. And that's 28054. That MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat that back to you at the end for accuracy.
It's 5348.
Mm-hmm.
5700.
Okay.
0244.
Mm-hmm.
8357.
And then, Frank, the expiration month and year?
0326.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
372.
372 or 317?
72.
372. So 372. 372 on the back, and then it's 03 or March of 2026, the expiration. And the card itself, Frank, was that 5348 5700 0244 8357.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in just about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It will have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Frank, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Frank, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here, Frank. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, okay? And then depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The next order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, like I said. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So in that first half hour, you'd get the phone call. Takes about 25 or 30 minutes after that. It looks like the first available would be 1 o'clock this afternoon, and we could do as late as 6 o'clock, several spots in between. Did you want something as early as 1 or as late as 6, somewhere in the middle there?
6 o'clock? 6 would be okay.
Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock, okay? It'll probably get to you, 15, 20 minutes after the top of the hour. If I am available, Frank, I will be on that phone call to introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't know yet who's going to be able to take that phone call. It's really who's first available. But like I said, if I am available, I will be on that call to introduce you to your client interview technician. Otherwise, they will call you on their own and take care of you. They are all very competent, and they all have access to your account, so they know exactly what's going on here. Now, I do want to set up a security question for you, question and answer. This is for your security. In fact, when our client interview technician calls, if I am not on that call, they will also already know both the question and the answer to this without being prompted. They will, of course, also know my name, which is Paul Gordon. For the security question, it's also in case someone calls us and says that they're with your company. They would need to know the question and answer, or at least the answer if we ask them the question. Otherwise, we wouldn't even want to speak with them, okay? But your options are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Yeah, my first pet name.
And what is the answer?
It's Obama.
Obama, like O-B-A-M-A?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll have that as the security question and the security answer. Other than that, you are all set and squared away with our client interview coming up at 6 o'clock today. Frank, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it should go right where we want it to go. If you open up the Local Splash initial invoice, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. It goes to Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's focus, although we will also mirror the content on Bing as well. It's about 1 out of 10 who will be choosing Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We still want you to get those phone calls. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories, etc. Now, I don't want to necessarily walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, Frank, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box, Frank, below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, please type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears, so case sensitive with the capital F and capital E, just the space between first and last name, but not before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Now that's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it's the fixed flat rate, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that is already out there for your business is accurate, and it will allow us to fix it if it is not accurate. So it's an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Frank, just let me know when you see that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the username, okay. The username is your phone number. Now, you don't have to worry about entering it now. The automated system thinks that your tracking system is already activated, and it also thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system, neither of which is true.
Okay.
We have to actually do your client interview first so we can get the information created for there to be something for you to track. But when that is activated, you will officially get your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change that password if you like. Some people never do. I also just sent out to you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Although many people do, and there's no problem if you do, it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It has your username, your name, and then your phone number. Again, your username is your phone number. Area code included, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, but 704-685-5159. That's going to be the username on the account. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, Frank, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That will allow us to easily access that information and then forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview this afternoon or this evening at around 6, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, you certainly could do that too. But other than that, I do hope that I am available. I only get a couple of minutes, even less than that, sometimes just a minute's notice when the client interview technician is going to be ready for that phone call. If I am available, I'll be on that call. Otherwise, that client interview technician will initiate that phone call. But you're all set and all squared away on my end. I'm pretty excited to get that good-looking website out there, make it easier for people to find it, of course, so they can call you directly. We are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yes, I appreciate it. So I'll wait for the password after the client interview.
Correct. Yes. After your client dashboard is up and running, the client interview is to get the information that we need to create that content. And then once that, maybe in a day or so, once the content is created, once there is actually something for you to track, you'll get the username and your password. I think if you were to put in a password now, it would give you an error message that your client dashboard is not yet activated. So once it is activated, you'll get the username and a password, the username you've already got, but you'll get that default password. And, of course, you can change that if you like once you log into your account.
Right. So what is your assessment of those who have previously hooked up to this advertising program? How dramatically did it change their business?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. You know, when we don't know who to call, we Google it. You know, we don't call our dad or our friends to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. So 9 out of 10 buying decisions actually go to the companies that are listed on that first page of Google. You've got a good-looking website. We just have to get that website in front of the eyes of people that are looking for your services. You know, not everyone uses Angie's List, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing, which is another major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. It is definitely designed to get your phone ringing. And, of course, we are looking forward to earning your business. Although there are no long-term contracts, our clients stay with the service for a long time because it's simply profitable to be on that first page. No one cancels on profit. You know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. I've been with the company myself for over 9.5 years. I started April 17th of 2013. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. We've been in business, though, for almost 18 years. We'll be celebrating our 18-year anniversary a little later on this year. We started in 2004. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. The service works. And being on that first page of Google, that's the most profitable piece of real estate for advertising. So we are definitely looking forward to making that happen for you and looking forward to a long, productive relationship, keeping your phone ringing and earning your business.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's a real pleasure speaking with you. I definitely appreciate your kindness and, you know, certainly I hope that I am on that phone call a little later on today. If I'm not, like I said, your client interview technician will call you directly. But if I am between phone calls, I'll definitely be on that call to introduce you to your technician when that call is available sometime in that first hour after 6 o'clock, okay? Or that first half hour.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Thank you too, Frank. Real pleasure. Real pleasure speaking with you. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.